B-Pod Studios.
Now the ROR Morning Show with Bob Bronson, LBF, and Brian.
Cool,
yeah.
And three cool things you should know.
We're gonna be cool.
Real quick, did anybody watch Final Jeopardy last night?
Yes.
What was the question? I knew the answer.
I forget.
I knew the answer was Freddie Mercury.
Oh, yeah.
It was something about an easy one.
Yeah, it was a super easy one. I was almost offended.
Music and sports questions on Jeopardy, very easy.
The question was something about when he died and such whenever, even people about bicycles. I made a reference to bikes.
Oh, yeah. Okay.
It was something like that, except it had all the words in the right.
Yeah. So I wouldn't have got it based on that.
Okay. Could you ask that again, Alex?
Yeah. Maybe somebody listening was watching. Maybe somebody knows. I'd like to hear the final Jeopardy
question. You know
what
question. I mean.
Jeez. If you're listening to this, watch it. 888-410-1057. Okay. What's cool, LBF?
All right. A wine that has found its time.
Wine that has found its time.
Mm-hmm.
Orson Welles would be happy.
Why?
No, it's an old reference.
Okay.
Brian, what do you got?
All right. I got a great documentary on Showtime, especially if you're into stand-up and if you love comedy. You got to see this. And I've got a clip from a stand-up you might not even remember was a stand-up.
That's it. I love this guy. And today is a celebration of one of the original candies. Okay?
Really?
Yep.
Okay.
We're going to celebrate that today.
All right.
So this is it. Mm. Pennsylvania Winery made a red wine that pretty much sums up our feelings for 2020. It's called Blank Show. You know,
I like
rhymes
it.
With
yeah.
It. Mm-hmm. And tagline is a fine wine for the times. Mm. Costs $20. You can order it online.
Perfect.
Pretty good.
You don't remember Orson Welles saying, "We'll make no wine before it's time"?
No.
You don't remember that?
No, because I'm not 100.
Well, I know, but you were young in the 80s, weren't you?
Yes.
What was that, a Carlo Rossi commercial?
We will sell no wine before it's time.
Yeah, I didn't start drinking until the late
80s. Oh, no. Right. Okay, sure. All right, Brian, what do you got?
Well, you know, I love stand-up comedy, and we found this show.
My wife
recommended it, and we've just watched the fourth episode last night. It's on Showtime. It's called The Comedy Store, and it's all about The Comedy Store, which is run by Pauly Shore's mom, Mitzi Shore.
Right.
And it's got all these great stuff. Letterman, Leno, you know, back to Carson.
They all started there.
They all started here, and you know who started there? Michael Keaton.
So funny.
You forget he was a stand-up. This is before Mr. Mom. Check this out.
Remember Bazooka Joe Bubblegum?
Yeah!
Now, just read it to you. Now, you might not laugh, but I think this is very funny. He says, Bazooka Joe has a clock in his hand, you know? And Tubby says, "What are you doing, Bazooka Joe?" And he says, "I'm throwing a clock out the window." And he says, "Why?" And Bazooka Joe says, "I wanted to see time fly." Okay? All right, now wait a minute. Yeah, now wait a minute. Tubby says to him, "Time, Bazooka Joe? It's a rather ethereal subject, isn't it?"
On a gum wrapper.
And Bazooka Joe says, "Well, it depends on how one views time. I mean, did you see time traveling in a horizontal line to infinity? Well, then, yes, I guess it is. But outside of that, people see it broken up in segments." And then Tubby comes back with, I think, something pretty clever. Tubby comes back and says, "Yes, but wasn't it Eugene O'Neill who said, 'Weary am I of the tumult, sick of the madding crowd, longing for far sea places where the soul may think aloud.'" And then Bazooka Joe looks at him and goes, "Hey, sorry I f***ing asked, okay?"
Do you remember Bazooka Joe Gum?
Yeah, I do.
All right,
I don't remember that one on the wrapper.
Nope.
You could write those jokes.
Watching time fly. Okay. What wine was that?
Well, I'll tell you, I have the commercial.
Oh, good. I want to hear that. All right, real quickly, today is National Candy Corn Day. Coming, how about that? Right before Halloween. You know, it's the first tri-colored candy. It's been around 100 years. George Renninger.
Even the ones you buy in the store now.
Yeah, yes. George Renninger of the Wonderall Candy Company created in the 1880s. His idea, are you sitting down?
I'm always sitting down.
Okay, good. Was to mimic the look of a kernel of corn. Bet you didn't notice that. See? It was an instant hit. Candy corn goes down in the books as one of the first candies to feature three different colors all in one bite. How about that?
How about it?
Candy Most corn.
Disgusting candy.
You either love it or you hate it.
Okay.
What do you got?
All right, here it is. You ready?
Yeah.
All right, here we go.
Some things can't be rushed. Good music. What Paul Masson himself said nearly a century ago is still true today.
Yeah.
We will sell no wine before its time.
Yes.
All right.
Orson.
I don't know what the what
Paul
the
Masson.
Brand is.
It's Paul Masson.
Oh, that's right. Paul yeah. Masson.
Paul Masson. Not Paul Mason. No, Paul Masson.
They come with a jug, right?
Yes, it did. But, it, you know, when its time is ready.
Jug wine. Those are the days.
I love it. Hey, Zolak's next. Stick around for that. We'll see how he feels about the Patriots. Is he off the cam wagon? We'll see.